Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mercer lines it to third. And the Padres come back after the Pirates had come back to take the lead. San Diego wins the last three games of the series.
Yeah, this one, it's going to be tough. Got to think about it till Tuesday. This one won't be easy. As I said earlier, I had this one chalked up as a W, that lead in the ninth inning. Pirates don't give up too many of those, but it happened today.
Brad Hand earns the save, and the Padres take three of four. Pirates will be heading to Cincinnati tomorrow.
We had a rough ninth inning. Defensively, we couldn't help ourselves. Tough to give a team extra outs, especially in the ninth inning. We either ground ball to short, maybe we get something happening there, or we get a force out. These four-game sets have been challenging. In this series especially, we were able to push back in all three games and not finish the game off.
Live from the Merrill Hodge Celebrity Golf Classic, it's Cook and Pony on the Fan. The Pirates lose three of four to San Diego and have that blow-up, that disaster in the ninth inning yesterday with one of the most reliable, dependable closers on the mound. Felipe Vasquez couldn't get the job done, doesn't even record an out. Pirates lose 8-5 and drop three of four to the last place Padres. Ron, what did you think was the biggest issue this weekend for them?
Well, they just didn't play well. I don't think their defense was very good. Certainly not yesterday. Jordy Mercer had the throwing error, which was really big in that ninth inning, and so unlike him. I talked to him afterwards. He goes, "I'm human." I told him, "You're not allowed to be human." He kind of just laughed. He made a bad play. Harrison didn't cover on a bunt, but by that time, it was over anyway. Vasquez is not going to be perfect. Gave up a couple of singles, and then Mercer's throwing error opened the door. It's unfortunate because they were down 4-1, and they come back to tie it and actually take the lead. Harrison had a big day, three hits, the sacrifice fly. Austin Meadows, a home run again, three hits. They look great, and they're ahead going to the ninth, and you think, okay, got the closer on the mound, you're going to win. Well, we've seen them come back and win a couple games this year. They had no business winning. Yesterday they lost one. They probably had no business losing. It happens, but the most dependable guys on the team might be Vasquez and Jordy Mercer, and both of them had bad days at the bad time.
It was awful timing because if it's Thursday night and you lose a game like that, you've got the rest of the series to make up for it. And you went into Sunday against the last-place team trying to salvage and break even in a series at home. And up until this point, up until yesterday, the Pirates had done an excellent job against teams that were below them in the standings. They had either won or split the eight series they played against teams at 500 or worse. American League Central, White Sox, Twins, Tigers dominated those series. Last place Marlins, last place Reds. And here was another matchup against a last place team. And, you'd like to take three or four from them. If you split, it's not the end of the world.
No.
The optics of losing three or four at home to San Diego seems like for them, I think, this year, the first missed opportunity of the season.
Well, you know the schedule. After these three in Cincinnati, they're another bad team. You're playing there tomorrow night, Wednesday night, Thursday afternoon. Then it gets tougher. Then you got the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Dodgers, Arizona, the Cubs and Cardinals. Again, it's going to be much tougher schedule. You like to take three out of four at home, as you said. You win yesterday, you get a four-game split. You can live with that. The other team gets paid, too. I'm not saying you necessarily have to win three out of four, but, man, you hate to lose three out of four, especially when you have the game in hand and you're there. It's there to be won.
It's interesting to me how fans who are teetering with them and kind of on the edge, are they going to get invested? Are they not? Are they going to start to follow this team? Are they not? Looking at this series as, for many people, an example of why the Pirates are not to be taken seriously or not for real. And I'll just give you an example of what I mean by that. We have a Twitter poll question up at 93.7 The Fan, our Twitter account, that asked the question, will the Pirates spend another day in first place this year? 55% of the people that have responded to that poll have said no. Well, they are a game and a half out of first place.
But they're like tied with, you know, the Cardinals and the Cubs. They're all four right there. And I guess Milwaukee's a game and a half up. Is that correct? You know, they're all bunched in. You can throw a hat over all of them. Yeah, they may not be back in first place. I don't know. I'm not going to get down on them, write them off because they lost the game yesterday. I mean, they won a couple this year that they had no business winning. I'm not jumping on the bandwagon necessarily because they win those. I'm not going to necessarily write them off because they lose.
No, I hear that, Ron, but, you know, we were talking Friday about revising win totals on the year, and I think the consensus going into the weekend was a lot of people now look at this as a winning team, a team that's going to be, you know, be around into the late summer and into the early fall. And, you know, we're first weekend at home since the Penguin season ended. Fans probably more came out for this weekend series than, well, I guess the Giants series had the McCutcheon element.
I don't think that many people came. What was it, 20 yesterday?
Yeah, it was actually not that.
A beautiful day, a Sunday, kids running the ballpark. I still think they're struggling to get the fans back. But it was an entertaining game. I'm glad Harrison's back. I wrote about him in the PG today. I love watching that guy play. They've got my interest. I'm going to keep watching and see what happens here. I'd like to see him take 2 out of 3 from Cincinnati, and then you start that grind. We'll see what happens after that.
So then what's the big takeaway from this weekend?
They had a bad weekend.
So, like, they came back down to earth? Is that
fair? I'm not going to quite say that. I'm just going to say they had a bad weekend. They should have won yesterday. On 9 out of 10 times, Mercer makes that play. Vasquez wins the game. It just didn't happen yesterday. It's a long season. I mean, you're going to win games you shouldn't, and you're going to lose a few that you shouldn't. Again, it looks bad because San Diego's a bad team, but I'm not going to overreact to one loss yesterday.
Well, I think it's more 3 losses.
Well, yeah, but if they'd won yesterday, they'd had a split, and we'd have been probably okay with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't.
They didn't, right. So we're not talking about how they had some heroic comeback and the rookie chipped in big time and the closer was lights out again. Instead, we're talking for the first time this year about a game that they should have won, a series they should have won, and they didn't.
But it's not the first time this year. They've had these incredible winning streaks, and then they have losing streaks. They've done this before.
But not to a team like this. Not to a bad team. This is the first time that they stumbled or stubbed their toe against a bad team this year. Right? I mean, who else? They got swept by the Phillies on the road. The Phillies are a second
place
team.
They got swept by Washington.
Washington's good.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a good weekend. But I'm not going to sit here on Friday and say, okay, I think they can win 85 games, and 3 days later think they stink.
Well,
I'm not going to do
that. I know you won't, but I think that there are some fans out there that are ready.
Maybe they are, but I mean, I'm not quite ready. And they may be right. They may go on a monstrous collapse here. I'm not saying that isn't a possibility, but I'm not quite ready to write them off after a weekend.
Who do you blame for yesterday?
You know, Jordy's throw, it was just, you can't make that mistake at that point. You might have gotten 2. Certainly you would have got 1. And that just opened a door. Vasquez gave up a couple hits, not rockets. I mean, just they found holes. You know, he's got to close it out. I think he'd tell you that. And then once Jordy's error happened, it just opened the door big time.
When I was leaving the office today, somebody ran into me in the hall and said Mercer blew the game yesterday. And, you know, that struck me. Because he hits a home run, they go back-to-back, he ties the game up.
Back-to-back pitches.
Back-to-back pitches, right. They chase Lyles. And
who looked pretty unhittable for the first two-thirds.
He almost was his previous start when he took a perfect game.
7 into the 8th.
Mercer, to me, is a guy that I think is in a really interesting spot with the team. Because as long as they're in this, he's a key cog. I know he hits 8th and whatever.
Well, somebody's got to hit 8, and he's a pretty good 8 hitter.
He's a solid major league player. But if they slip out of it, I heard Huntington's show yesterday. They've got Newman waiting in the wings. He said on that show, I think we've got a major league-ready shortstop at AAA.
Well, then Jordy's very likely gone by the trade deadline because he's a free agent at the end of the year.
You think no matter what?
If they're that convinced that they got the guy ready, I would think so. You know, unless they're in first place, maybe. I mean, or have a chance to make the playoffs. But, I mean, we felt like all along Jordy could be traded because he's going to be a free agent.
Mercer's a nice player. I don't think he's a building block player by any means, but he's been a part of 98-win teams, and he's been a part of playoff teams.
Right.
He's not making a ton of money. He's not somebody that, through the arbitration process, had his salary balloon up to a point where you're like, even as a low-budget, small-market team, you think to yourself, we've got to get him off the books. I hear absolutely zero talk from anybody, whether it's internal or external, about them extending him, which would probably not be a hard thing to do. I don't think Jordy Mercer is going to go out in free agency and break the bank. Given how this last offseason played out, I don't think that there's going to be a ton of interest in him. So I guess what I'm saying is maybe people take him for granted a little bit, and maybe there's also a little bit of be careful what you wish for once they move on from him.
I think he's a winning player and can be a winning player on a championship team. He's not the best shortstop in the game, but I think he can help you win a championship, and I think there will be some interest in him at the trade deadline, certainly as a free agent after the season. He's normally dependable. Now I'm saying that a day after he makes a big error. I can't remember the last time I've seen him make a throwing error like that.
I still don't think that loses them the game, though, because that's not a double play ball for me.
Maybe.
You think they get two?
Maybe.
The way he was leveraged in the opposite direction towards
one.
Third.
It's first and third. Maybe,
one out.
Maybe it's a tie game instead of you fall behind. You know, you end up giving up the run with first and third, one out, but maybe that limits the damage. Changes the whole inning. We had the safety squeeze bunt that was executed perfectly. It bounced way high in the air.
How about their bunt defense yesterday? Not only on that play, did you think they made the right call in the suicide play to try to go for home and not take the sure out at first base?
I had no problem with it because it was bang, bang. And they actually went to the monitors to see if it was reviewable, and it was awfully close. It didn't work out, so obviously you can say it was a horrible decision. But I had no problem with it at the time.
412-928-9370, really the first series of the year for the Pirates, up against a team that they should win, they should beat, and they kind of blew it this weekend. They blow the save on Sunday. They get beat Friday and Saturday night. They drop a series. They should win 3-4 to San Diego. They now find themselves a game and a half out of first place. If you want to comment on that, 412-928-9370. Mercer, anything from this weekend that jumps out at you as the Pirates now head to Cincinnati? Talk about that a little bit coming up. We're live from the Merrill Hodge Celebrity Golf Classic. It's 93.7 The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.